To go or not to go. The action of the Foreign Mission Board calling for Ellen White to go to Australia carried a clause that left the final decision with her. That is, the request was predicated on the light she may have in the matter in her own judgment. As the summer wore on, how she sought the Lord for light. But she received none, either to go or not to go. On June 5 she wrote in her diary, "Up to this time I have had many letters to write. I have devoted most of 4 days to writing on the life of Christ. So many important letters to answer, which I cannot neglect, give me limited time to do the work I desire to do." Nonetheless, the plan stood firm. As she later wrote of it, she had adopted the practice of responding to the requests of the General Conference unless she had special light to the contrary. As they viewed the needs of the world field the brethren had asked her to go, in vision she had been shown conditions in Australia, which to her seemed to be an indication that she should go, and as the Lord gave her no direct word as to the course she should follow, she would go, even though she wished she might be released from going. In mid-August the Foreign Mission Board and the General Conference Committee took action appointing the Stars to accompany Ellen White and her party to Australia. The Review and Herald carried the word. Sister White left Battle Creek, Wednesday, September 9, in company with Brother W.C. White, and others, on her Western journey. She will attend the camp meeting in Colorado and California, and then sail for Australia. She had filled out nearly 63 years of her life. For 9 years she would again labor overseas.